When I was first asked to do this address, I had a bit of a panic attack. I was asked to think about the things I wish I had known as a freshman that I know now. So, of course, my initial reaction was to reflect on how little I still know as a senior and to worry seriously that if I didn't provide some earth-shattering story of enlightenment, that everyone here would judge me harshly, that you would see through my persistent doubts and insecurities. Realize quickly that after 3 years, I still haven't figured out every minuscule detail of Swarthmore's environment. What a solemn way to open up an inspiring first collection speech. I promise it picks up. So in thinking about what I wanted to share with you this evening, I generated a list, typical Swati thing to do, a kind of 10 things to do before you graduate. 1, exhale. You've proved your worth on tests and personal essays and videos that no longer matter. Release all the anxieties you face now, even as you're nervously clutching your candles in this strange new place. Release all the stress about recreating yourselves, finding new friends, or proving to your professors, your peers, or yourselves that you belong here. You do. 2, do say hello and meet people. It is easy to come to Swarthmore and become so focused on your tight-knit circle of soccer teammates or CA groups that you never quite get the chance to meet that awesome Jamaican girl who's graduating next year. That's me, by the way, but but seriously, don't become so invested in completing your major by sophomore year that you ignore the people around you such that you become an excellent scholar here, but get some poor grades on emotional intelligence. 3, don't keep calm. A few months ago, I wrote a Facebook status that said, quote, "Staying out of Swarthmore's politics, keeping my head down until June 1st, 2014, end quote. Don't do that. Keeping your head down and remaining on autopilot until you graduate is a natural, rational, lazy, and awful thing to do. It is a setting you acquire after dealing with the monotony of distribution requirements, perfunctory meetings with your advisors, Sunday, Wednesday pasta bar at Sharples, and RA-led study breaks. Be purposeful about how you choose to think and act every day. That means you should check your privilege. Make a concerted effort every day to consider the value of somebody else's opinions, beliefs, sexual orientation, class, and all the other layers that make us who we are. Take a class / get involved in the things that motivate you, excite you, frustrate you, and make you so uncomfortable that you might actually learn something here. 4, use thy freedom well. That line is actually written somewhere on campus, and the first freshman to figure out where it is gets a pass-fail semester. Which leads me to my 5th point. Make use of this pass-fail semester. In fact, this point should probably be number 1. Go to Reading Terminal. Go to a museum in Philly, when it's free, of course. Get your fill of all-nighters with that random girl you will label as your best friend, because after that first conversation with her in one of those cubbies that you were so lucky to snag in Sharples, you realize that she too carries hot sauce from home, and that she too thinks that the Beatles has the final word on good music. You know, the fall of my freshman year, I took one of the most difficult classes of my Swarthmore career, CS21, Introduction to Computer Science. When I say I was bad in that class, I mean I was terrible. So after fall break, I was so utterly dismayed by my inability to grasp the concepts in that class that I finally reached out to my professor, and he offered me additional help. So, over chocolate-covered coffee beans that he kept in his office, we labored over those CS21 problems. Guess what? I got a better grade on my next midterm and managed to pass the class, but I still suck at computer science. Remember when I said you should make use of this pass-fail semester? So after I got my final grade, I unsubscribed from the department's emails, mostly because they reminded me of my shame. But when I was spending an hour a week in Charlie Gard's office working on those horrible Python problems, I was also working on a pride that was tightly wrapped in fake modesty. That course challenged me so much that I was forced to reconcile with the fact that there are some things I will not get an A on to validate my work, to acknowledge how many hours I put in, or to reassure me of my intellectual prowess. CS21 helped me to form connections with students and professors in a department that I would have never engaged with but for my struggle in that class. CS21 taught me to be comfortable in that uncomfortable state of silence that accompanied tough questions posed by my tutor, that I couldn't provide that quick, assured, Wikipedia-ready answer that you will no doubt encounter in your classes here. But I'd like to believe that I'm a better writer, a better thinker, a better tutor, and hopefully a humbler student because of that experience. I am more acutely aware of struggle, academic and otherwise. Working something out painstakingly and helping someone else get through that. So, in that one anecdote, I have almost covered the remaining 5 things you need to do before you graduate. 6, talk to your professors. Seriously, go to their office hours. They usually enjoy when students take the initiative to talk to them. Plus, take this from a wise senior, you'll need those recommendations. 7, ask for as much help as you can, from as many sources as you can, as often as you can. A few days ago, a friend of mine said something that I thought was both eloquent and profound. She said, "Tell the freshmen to lean into their fears." Let me just put something out there. Swarthmore is a tough space to be in. And it is often difficult to acknowledge that you're struggling in a class or that you're struggling to maintain your sanity on any given day. But Trisha said something wisely. She said, when you acknowledge your personal struggle, you will often find that you're not alone. And I'd like to add that instead of shame, you will often find compassion and support here. So I encourage you to recognize right now that there is so much you don't know, and that asking for help is a sign that you're mature enough to manage an ego that will cripple your efforts here. 8, rethink that one-dimensional conception you have of learning. Seek out opportunities to volunteer, join student organizations, participate in pterodactyl hunt. All right. Embrace the cliche that learning neither begins nor ends in the classroom. 9, this one is difficult, so brace yourself. Take care of yourself. Let me tell you something, it is fashionable here to report on how little you sleep. Make a fashion statement and take some me time to exercise, eat more than one meal per day, have an hour and a half lunch with your friends outside of Sharples. 10, I should take some of my own advice, but seriously, take a second to acknowledge your responsibility to contributing to a safe, inclusive, and diverse community, and take more than a few moments to affirm that responsibility every single day. Oh, 10A, class of 2017, welcome to Swarthmore College.